Today is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pusho, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with biblically focused intention. Now, here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello, today we begin with verse 1, chapter 1 of the book of Malachi, where he wrote, "The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi." Malachi began by declaring that he was bearing the oracle of the word of the Lord. The word translated oracle literally means burden, and this was indeed a burdensome task. The prophets were men who personally felt the burden of the Lord as God gave them insight into the hearts of the people and the problems of society. It wasn't easy for Malachi to strip the veneer of piety of the priest and expose their hypocrisy, or to repeat to the people the complaints they were secretly voicing against the Lord. But that's what God called him to do. The task of a prophet is not to smooth things over, but to make things right. The phrase "through Malachi" literally means "by the hand of Malachi." "By the hand of" is a Hebrew idiom that would have resonated with the hearts of Malachi's audience. Malachi claims divine inspiration as the source of his words in order to eliminate any doubts in the minds of the hearers. It was the hand of God that delivered the prophetic oracle. Malachi wrote it down, and then he handed it to the people of Israel. This sets an ominous tone for those reading or hearing this message. It's his way of assuring the certainty of what he is about to declare. If this is a word straight from God, why is it a burden for Malachi to deliver to the nation of Israel? Like a megaphone held to the mouth of an announcer, the prophet stood between God and the people, much like the expository preacher does today. At one time, God spoke directly to Adam and Eve in the garden and directly to Moses on Sinai. But from then on, he has used prophets, often solitary, devoted, and quite lonely individuals who live secluded, extremely ascetic, and difficult lives. People who choose the title of prophet for themselves should be taken with great caution, for the life of a prophet is indescribably difficult. Take Isaiah, for example. God instructed him to discard his outer garments and sandals and then walk naked around the city for 3 years as a visual sign to the people of their coming captivity. You sure you want to be a prophet? Jeremiah has been labeled the weeping prophet of the Old Testament, and for good reason. Israel's slide into Babylonian captivity was too much for him to bear. He preached the very words of God for decades. He watched his brothers and sisters disregard God's word and give themselves over to their Babylonian captors. Throughout the course of his preaching, Jeremiah saw not one person respond to him. In his eyes and in the eyes of Israel, Jeremiah was a massive failure. But his success was measured not by his visible fruit, but by his faithfulness to preach God's message. The life of a prophet was a tough assignment to receive, but that was only half the struggle. The words they were given were rarely easy to deliver. The words given to Malachi were extremely weighty. He was not communicating a health, wealth, and prosperity message. He said, "Repent or be destroyed," to his own people. And as was the case with the majority of his prophetic contemporaries, his words, God's words, were ignored. At its essential core, the gift of prophecy is to speak for God, to deliver God's message. There have been occasions when that speaking for God involved revealing something about the future, but that is the exception, not the rule. The prophet receives from God the message that he delivers to the people. It's God's message, not his message. And he must be faithful to deliver it exactly as God delivered it to him without editing it or altering it in any way. In a recent sermon, I used the illustration of DoorDash. DoorDash is a restaurant delivery service. They are independent of the restaurants they deliver from. They go to the restaurant, receive the food, and deliver it to the customer. They don't prepare the food. They don't buy the ingredients. They don't provide recipes for the food. They just take possession of the food and deliver it to the customer exactly as it was given to them. If they decide to eat some of it on the way to the hungry customer, well, they won't be in business very long. As a pastor called to deliver God's word, I'm like DoorDash. One of our deacons termed it God-Dash. I don't prepare the food or provide input into its preparation. My task is simple: receive the message from God and deliver it to the people exactly as he delivered it to me. I have no option to edit it, redact it, or alter it in any way. I must deliver it precisely and fully. Any other response is sinful. Sometimes it's an easy task with a welcome message. Other times, it's not. The ease of the task, though, must have no impact on the faithfulness of its completion. The joy and satisfaction of the prophet must be in a faithfully completed task and not in how the message is received. As we will see in this Old Testament book, Malachi did his job.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pushaw. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv. Please join us again tomorrow as Chuck continues his study in the book of Malachi.